WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Danny Farrington grew up in rural Louisiana, working in his father's cabinet shop and playing the guitar. Today he has his own shop in Los Angeles, where he crafts acoustic guitars with custom shapes and colors. He's made them for traditional musicians such as Ry Cooder, Linda Ronstadt, and Waylon Jennings. Here's Richard Thompson playing his Farrington guitar on the song, How Will I Ever Be Simple Again? And his acoustic guitars are played by more electrified musicians, like heavy metal guitarist Eddie Van Halen, who plays a Farrington guitar on the new Van Halen album, OU812. Before he moved to Los Angeles in 1980, Farrington worked in Nashville at the Old Time Pickin' Parlor, a guitar repair shop and after-hours bluegrass club. It was there that he grew bored with the look of the standard acoustic guitar.
I saw pretty quick when I started making acoustic guitars. I made them for most of the country music artists in Nashville. And once I would go to rock and roll shows and show these guys these acoustic guitars, and they would pick it up and they couldn't play it. I mean, they literally couldn't play it. They would, you know, sort of try to play like Bob Dylan or something. They couldn't play. With their electrics, they could play. So I discovered pretty quick that there was something in just the form that acoustic guitar took on that limited the way they played. And I thought if it were a more accessible instrument in that it had a different shape that would appeal to them, it looked more like an electric guitar, that somehow they would warm to it more and it wouldn't be such an alien thing to them.
So in other words, you took the acoustic guitar design and tried to make it look more like an electric so that people who played the electric guitar wouldn't be accused of being folkies?
Well, not necessarily accused of being folky. It's just that you define yourself by everything you surround yourself with. I mean, the way your clothes and your watch and your shoes. And you know, a banker is just not going to wear a pair of pink Reeboks. You know, I mean, those musicians, electric musicians, they play electric guitars. So an acoustic instrument is just so far, it is a folky instrument. So they think you have to be a folky. I mean, they didn't, not that they didn't like it. It's just it just was alien to them.
Speaking of pink Reeboks, I've seen some photographs of your guitars, and they look like hot rods. I mean, they're asymmetrical. They're painted with flames. They're in pink. They're in black. They've got bites taken out of them. Some of them are electric green.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's amazing that what happens is that, you know, the guitars that most guys are offered straight off the counter, you know, you go into a music store, and there are the guitars on the wall, and those are what they have to choose from. Whatever the factories want to give you, that's what you have to choose from. To make money, most guys have to set up and make one particular model over and over and again, and they have their template set up. Well, I completely did it the other way. I wanted to make them completely custom. I wanted to throw every mold out and start again with every guy. So when we sat down to design a guitar, and they realize they can have whatever they want, you know, you'd be surprised what they ask.
Well, it sounds like you like to sit down with the musician and say, okay, what do you want in a guitar? What kind of patterns do you want? What kind of designs? What kind of sound do you want? How much of the discussion between you and a guitarist is about the sculpture of the guitar? How much of it is about the musicalness of the guitar, the tone that it makes?
It's all that. I mean, it's such a wonderful give and take. We, you know, draw on paper, and they, you know, bring me their girlfriend's lipstick, and, you know,
do you mean they bring you their girlfriend's lipstick?
Everything. I mean,
as a color for a guitar?
Oh, yeah. I had Stephen Bishop came to my shop, and I made him one, and he brought me clothes. I mean, he brought me a pair of socks, and he brought me a shirt. He brought me an aqua blue shirt and a pair of pink socks. Or maybe it was pink socks and aqua shirt. I can't remember, but it was a couple. It was articles of clothing of his that he really loved those values of, and he'd worn them and liked that look. And Kathy Valentine with the Go-Go's, we went to the Rexall down in Hollywood, and went to the lipstick counter and, you know, went through the lipsticks, you know. And I got a tube of lipstick and took it back to my shop to match her guitar to the red. So, you know, it's that personal.
Well, how much do your guitars, if I came to you and said I want a guitar the color of violet blush lipstick, and, how much would one of your guitars cost me? How long would it take to make one?
Well, it just depends. I mean, I really don't have any set price for anything. It's just one of those things I can sort of figure up in my head. I mean, it'd be the difference from doing a piece of pearl inlay that's a dot to a piece of pearl inlay that's shaped like a, you know, a goat head or something. You know, I mean, it in my head I figured out how much time that's going to take me. But you know, a normal guitar, if it's really really plain, you know, around $2,500, something like that, which I know sounds like a lot for a lot of people, but I really haven't been making, you know, that much money doing these things, I must say. I mean, it takes so much time.
How long would it take to make a guitar?
Well, it takes like, I mean, if it's going to be any kind of pearl inlay at all or any kind of ornament at all, it'd take me a month to make it, you know? So, I mean, that's not that much money when you talk about materials. You know, the rent out here in California is ridiculous, you know, I recently licensed some guitars to Kramer Guitars, so they're manufacturing my guitars now, so I'm actually making money from that, and which is great because I've never really, I mean, I hate to sound glib about this, but I've never really wanted to do this for the money. People always wanted to get into it, and they think I make a lot of money from guitars. I've always told them that it's not a really profitable way to make a living. It's one of those things you really have to do it because you love it. I mean, were it not for the Kramer thing, I really wouldn't make any money at all.
When you make one of these oddly shaped asymmetrical guitars, star-shaped, wedge-shaped guitars, do you know that it's going to sound good?
Well, yes. I mean, I know it's going to sound good because I'm following, you know, very tried and true guidelines as far as construction, even though the shape is different. As long as the bracing and the thickness of the top and there's enough top surface, there's a certain amount of string tension when you tune a guitar up, and it's going to have a nice tone. I mean, I could put strings on a clipboard. I made a guitar the other day in an hour, and Ry Cooter has it now, and he loves it. He played it on a record and took it on tour
in
Europe. An hour.
How did you make it in an hour?
It's a piece of plywood, and I took a Kramer neck and bolted it on the piece of plywood, and took a bass guitar pickup and screwed it on in a certain position. And Ry loves it. I mean, it completely founds out my theories about it. I mean, if you're a good writer and you sat down and wrote a letter to one of your friends, it would somehow have a construction. It would be a pretty good letter, you know. I mean, it wouldn't. If you really are a craftsman at something, you know, you'd have to really tie one of your hands behind your back or be blindfolded to really mess it up.
Have you ever tried other instruments, violins, cellos?
Yeah, I'm working on a string. I'm making a string quartet now.
It's, really?
Yeah. I've made two violins and a viola.
Are these electric or acoustic?
No, they're acoustic. They're acoustic. They're very odd. They're very odd. I've got some people interested in them and stuff, and I just haven't brought them out of the closet yet. And I want to get the cello made and at least make another couple of violins. But the shapes are very odd. It's a very modern instrument. I mean, it may be 10 years or it may take my life to get it perfected the way I want it, but it's very different. It's very Brockish, you know, like a Brock painting or something. It's very asymmetrical and askew, but there's still a balance to it. People walk in my shop and they go, "What's that?" And they're very intrigued by it.
Hey, well, I'm delighted you were able to spend some time with us here on Fresh Air today.
Well, thanks a lot. It's nice to meet you, and like I said, I'm really flattered you wanted to talk to me.
Guitar maker Danny Farrington. Here's Ry Cooter playing Farrington's one-hour guitar on a new album by Bobby King and Terry Evans. Yeah, this is Fresh Air.